You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So you didn't choose this life. This life chose you, right? Talk about that.
So 2016, I had an unexpected, rather dramatic job loss. Was at a company for just 3 months, left a good paying job to go work for another job, and things blew up in my face, so to speak, in 3 months. For the first time ever, lost a job, and like it really shook my world up. For me, I have been throughout my career very work-driven, very much about making a difference, putting my stamp in the world based upon the work that I did. So when I lost a job, it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do? What am I doing? And to lose a job and not get another one for almost a year, no matter what I did, no matter, you know, having my application, my resume, putting in applications nonstop, going to temp agency after temp agency, applying, going to networking groups, doing any and everything I can, tapping into all the people I knew, no matter my wealth of experience at that time, 30 plus year career at that point, the contacts that I had, the reputation, the impact I've made in the community, no opportunities were there for me. And so at a point where it was fall of 2016, I lost a job, by summer of 2017, it's like, this is not working. Bills have to be paid. I need to eat. I need to pay rent, all of that. So started the business as a way of creating a job for myself and then taking it to the next level where it's more than just a job for myself, but really a business. And now that I say I got the entrepreneurial bug late in life, got bit, and I'm hooked. Cannot imagine having to walk away from my business or put it to the side or the back burner and go do another or go do a job, a traditional job, because as I mentioned to you before, I will be miserable, right? I would feel like I'm cheating on my job. I mean, on my business, I would be miserable and the employer would be miserable and everyone around me would be miserable because that energy I would take into that place would be showing that I don't want to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be working my business and making a difference with people in their lives via LinkedIn. So,
So talk about making a difference, right? So you're doing something completely different. You've never run a business before. What was the spark? Like, were you like just sitting in your house one day and you're like, I know, I'll start a business. I'll do something I've never done before. Like, how does that
facetious, right? You know, that's not how it works. No, it was a chain of events that happened really that made it possible or doable. So first, again, didn't have a job. So I did the traditional thing that everyone is told to do, go use LinkedIn, right? I had a profile for years, but I wasn't using it because it's the mindset, or I had the mindset like people do still today, that you just use it when you need a job. So I started using it and using it more proactively and consistently because I was bored to death and I needed to stay intellectually active. So I was using LinkedIn in different ways than I had done before. Starting to explore it, really seeing all features that I'm like, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Like, when this happened? Like, who knew? I was especially publishing articles consistently because my background is in print journalism and public relations. So I was publishing articles on a regular basis and getting a lot of traction from those articles to the point where connection with the LinkedIn editors at that point, editor and his team, where my articles were being featured a lot and I was getting a lot of traction to the point where in the spring of 2017, I got this DM from an editor of a magazine in New York City.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.